我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，感谢你让我们又一次一同聚集在这里。
Lord, we thank thee that you allow for us to gather together here once again.
我们来仰望你。
We look to thee.
因为你是说话的神。
Because thou art God who speaks.
我们准备我们的心思在这里，要听你向我们说出你的心思。
We prepare our hearts so that you will speak to us what is in your heart.
主，所以我们仰望我们的主，把赐人智慧和启示的灵显明他的工作在我们中间。
So Lord, we do look to thee that the Spirit who gives wisdom and revelation would reveal his work amongst us.
就我们能以有一个明亮的眼睛来看见你要我们所看见的。
So that we can have a very clear vision what you want us to see.
主，我们实在要感谢你。
Lord, indeed, we have to thank you.
因为你把我们带到这样的一个地步。
Because you bring us to such a condition.
可以在你的面前听你的声音。
That we can come before your presence to hear your voice.
寻求要见你的面。
To seek your face.
也可以在那里等候，要得着你自己的悦纳。
And we can await there to for you to accept us.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow our head and worship thee.
你叫我们越过越看准。
As time passes, you show us more clearly.
寻求你的人，你没有给他们任何的丢弃。
That you do not forsake those who seek after you.
你乐意向他们显现。
And you're willing to manifest yourself to them.
我们求我们的主，晚上你是在会中向我们显现。
Lord, in our meeting place, we do ask that you manifest
yourself to us. 叫我们不仅是看见你留下的话。
So that we not only see the words you leave for us.
也叫我们灵里边的眼睛看见我们的主你一切的动作。
But the eyes in our spirit would be able to see all of your work, Lord.
叫我们在这些年日的里边，我们也知道如何的非常准确的来跟随你。
So that even in these days we know how to follow you accurately.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow our head and worship thee.
纪念我们这一点点的时间。
Remember this little bit of time we have.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 我们晚上看到史诗记的最末了的一件事。
Tonight we'll look into the last event in the book of Judges.
史诗记末了有两件事。
At the end of Judges, there are two things.
但两件事都是说出以色列人在神面前堕落的那个属灵的原因。
But both these events tell us the very spiritual reason for the fall of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们都记得的，史诗记的从第一章一直到十六章，都是说到以色列人堕落的历史过程。
Brothers and sisters, you still remember the recording of Judges from chapter 1 through 16 tells us of the history of Israel's fall.
从十七章开始就说到他们堕落的那个属灵的原因。
And starting from chapter 17, it tells us the spiritual reason for their fall.
十七十八章如果我们用新约的话来说它，
If we want to use New Testament terms to speak on chapter 17 and 18,
那是他们失意的崇敬拜。
And that is that they worship according to their flesh.
就是哥罗西书上所说的凭失意去敬拜神。
And that is just as it says in Colossians that they worship God according to their own desire.
就是凭人的意思去侍奉神。
That is according to their own will they serve God.
那当然凭人的意思去侍奉神以前就一定是抛弃神的安排。
And so of course if they want to worship God according to their own desire they would have first forsaken the arrangement of God.
他必须有胆量抛弃神的安排，然后才有胆量去用自己的意思去侍奉神。
And so first they must have the boldness to throw away the arrangement of God to use their own will to worship God.
如果我们这样领会到头一个历史，
And so if we come to understand the first event in that way,
我们就会更深刻的领会那是以色列中没有王个人任意而行的那个意义。
Then even deeper we will understand that meaning when it says in those days there is no king in Israel and each did which was right according to their own eyes.
今天晚上我们从十九章开始看到二十一章。
And so tonight we'll begin with chapter 19 to chapter 21.
这三章是另外的一件事。
These three chapters speak of another event.
当然我们不可能三章今天晚上都看完。
Of course, we cannot finish all three chapters tonight.
但是这三章是一件事。
But these three chapters are one event.
那在这一件事里面，神的灵又从另一个角度带我们去看见以色列人失败的原因。
And in this one event, the Spirit of God leads us from another angle to see the spiritual reason for the downfall of Israel.
所以十九章一开始，你就看到那句话了。
And so even in the beginning of chapter 19, we see those words again.
当以色列中没有王的时候。
And it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel.
这个没有王的事实是非是太明显。
Now this matter of there was no king in Israel is too evident.
因为在以色列中神是他们的王。
Because amongst Israel, God is their king.
现在以色列中没有王。
Now there's no king in Israel.
那就是说出神不在他们中间。
That only speaks of that God was not in their midst.
他们不接受神的管理。
They did not accept the authority of God.
也没有接受神的指导。
And they did not accept the guidance of God.
更没有跟随神的旨意。
Even more so, they did not follow on to the will of God.
如果这些事情出现，
if that appears,
定规是根据一个事实。
Then for sure it is based on one thing.
人自己出头了。
Man would come forth.
人去代替神做王。
Man would want to take the place of God to be king.
那所以十九章一开始又把这一件事情那个最根本的那个点先给我们指出来。
And so even at the beginning of chapter 19, it first points us to the very basic reason.
我们一再的提过
，and we mentioned repeatedly，
史诗记末了这两件事
，these two events at the end of Judges，
都是发生在约书亚死了以后不太长久的时间
，took place not long after the death of Joshua，
也就是史诗记里边的事情开始的时候。
And so these events are actually the beginning of the matters recorded for us in the book of Judges.
那这个时候离开以色列人进迦南时间不是很长。
And this period is not too long after the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan.
看见神作为的人还有相当部分存活在那个时间。
And there are still many who are still living who saw the wonderful works of God.
比方说上一件事情那个最低限度我们有把握说摩西的孙子他是亲眼看见神的作为的。
And so, even from the event last time, we can say with confidence that the grandson of Moses, he personally saw the work of God.
现在十九章的事情要发生的时候。
And so now, as chapter 19 takes place,
那里当中有一个人我们也因着他还活着我们说这些事情发生的时候还是有不少人经历神的作为的。
Because of the recording of this one individual who is still living, we can also say during this time there are still many who are living who have experienced the work of God.
我们就很可以借用保罗在加拉太书上所说的那一句话。
Then we can borrow the words of Paul in Galatians.
我稀奇你们那么快就离开基督的福音。
I am amazed at how quickly you have departed away from the gospel of Christ.
在这里就说我们稀奇以色列人那么快就离开了神的带领。
Likewise, we can say here how quickly the Israelites can depart away from the guidance of God.
那当我们没有看十九章里头的内文以前。
And so even before we enter into the content in chapter 19,
我一面和弟兄姊妹们在强调这个以色列中没有王的日子。
I still must stress on the fact in these days there is no king in Israel.
另一方面也想弟兄姊妹们不要忽略一个事实。
And on the other hand, I don't want brothers and sisters to neglect this fact.
史诗记末了的两个事情。
These two events at the end of Judges.
里边发生的人物都和伯利恒有关系的。
The characters that are in these events have to do with Bethlehem.
摩西的孙子是从伯利恒出来的。
And so the grandson of Moses came from Bethlehem.
现在十九章的那一个另外一个利未人他发生的事情也是因着从伯利恒出来的他的妻子。
And so, this chapter 19 of this other Levite and what happened is also because of his concubine who went out of Bethlehem.
所以19章所起头的事情在伯利恒这个地方也占了一点点的部分。
And so, even at the beginning of this matter, in chapter 19 at the beginning, Bethlehem has a little a part in it.
如果我们把
And so if we also take account Ruth into it.
弟兄们，你看见又是伯利恒。
Brothers and sisters, again we notice it is Bethlehem.
连接三件大事情都与伯利恒发生关系。
And so these three great events have to do with Bethlehem.
那为什么都是伯利恒？
Then why is it Bethlehem?
神这样把在伯利恒发生的事情 记录下来有什么特别的意思呢?
When God records these events that took place from Bethlehem, what does He mean?
我们还没有看到路德记。
Now before we enter the book of
Ruth, 看完四十记，我们会看四十记。
After we finish the book of Judges,
看路德记。
We'll go into the book of Ruth.
那我们就留意到伯利恒这个地方在 以色列人中间是一个很重要的地方。
Then we can take note this place Bethlehem is a very important place in amongst the Israelites.
重要不单是因为主在哪里降生。
It is important not only because our Lord descend was born there.
因为在旧约的日子,
because in the Old Testament,
主降生的事情还没有发生。
It was before the Lord descended.
所以主降生的这一件事情在当日的伯利恒 我们不能把它算进去。
And so we won't take into account that our Lord was born in Bethlehem.
我们只能就着旧约的历史来看伯利恒的事。
And so even we take account only of the history in the Old Testament regarding Bethlehem.
我们曾经提过,
we mentioned before.
在地理的环境上面来说,
geographically,
伯利恒是在犹大和加利利的接界的地方。
Bethlehem is close, is between Judah and Galilee.
当然,伯利恒是在犹大。
And of course, Bethlehem is in the region of Judah.
加利利这个地区在犹大北边相当远的地区。
And Galilee is to the northern region of Judah, which is farther away.
但是如果我们从农作物的这一个观念, 来看这个地理的时候,
but if we look at this geography from a sense of farming from the produce,
那伯利恒跟加利利就连在一块了,
then this matter of Galilee and Bethlehem would be linked together.
因为在以色列这个地方,
because in this place Israel,
就是巴勒斯坦这个地区,
that's in this place of Palestine,
从伯利恒附近开始,
starting from Bethlehem,
横过去画一条界限,
if you draw a line right across it,
那一直往北去,
if you go north of that line,
那边就是加利利的地区,
that is the region of Galilee,
也是以色列平原的那个地区,
and that is also the valley of Jezreel.
那这一个地区,
and in this region,
巴勒斯坦的谷仓,
and that is the barnyard, the storage place of Palestine.
是农作最丰富的收成的地区。
And it's the most abundant harvest of agriculture there.
所以伯利恒这一个地方啊, 它的名字的意思就是谷仓。
And so even this very name of Bethlehem means storage.
那现在在伯利恒这个地方就接二连三发生了这样的事情。
And so, now there are these repeated events that take place in Bethlehem.
路德记也是在四世纪的初期的时候发生的。
And the book of Ruth, the events there also take place at the very early stages of the period of Judges.
圣灵为什么在伯利恒这个地区特别指出这样的事实来呢?
And so why does the Holy Spirit point out these events, especially from the place of Bethlehem?
那这句话, 以色列人他们怎样活在神的面前就很有直接的关系。
This has a direct relationship to how Israel was living before the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹,如果你读过生命记,
Brothers and sisters, if you have read Deuteronomy,
你的印象一定很深的。
Your impression would be very deep.
当他们要渡河, 进迦南以前,
that before they were to cross the river Jordan, enter the land of Canaan,
再把神的话上他们来 发表。
God had Moses once again to express the word of God to the Israelites.
整本生命记就是说到神对他们的一些吩咐。
And the entire book of Deuteronomy is the commandments of God to them.
除了具体的事实的安排。
Aside from very practical arrangements.
我们可以归纳起来是用几句话就说清楚了。
If we want to summarize it, we can use a few words.
神把他的律法给了以色列人。
God has given his law to Israel.
那以色列人进到迦南以后，
And after Israel entered into Canaan,
他们能否一直在神的面前蒙纪念得供应，
Whether or not they can continue to be remembered by God to be provided for,
承受神应许的丰富，
To receive the promise of abundance from God,
就完全看他们如何活在神的面前。
Completely depends on how they live before God.
如果他们谨守遵行神的律法。
Now if they keep and obey the command, the law of God.
神应许给他们的各样的祝福都不缺。
Then all the blessings which God promised to them, they would not lack.
从天上到地上到地底下，所有的丰富所有的宝藏，神说你们都可以享用。
Even in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, all the riches, all the treasures, God says you can enjoy.
但是反过来呢？
But on the contrary,
如果你们不听从主的话，不跟随神的律法来活的话，
If you do not obey or keep the law of God,
那要从天上、地上直到底底下都要与你作对。
That even those in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth would be against you.
那如果我们读生命记的时候，我们就会很清楚把握了这一个事实。
And so when we read Deuteronomy, we can grasp onto that fact with assurance.
那现在我们把这些事情并拢在一起。
Now we combine all that together.
以色列人，他们有人住在伯利恒。
The Israelites, some of them dwelled in Bethlehem.
那他们丰富或者是缺乏，
When they're in abundance or lack,
那个根据不根据那个地理环境的优越条件，
It is not based on the surroundings if it is good or bad geographically.
因为根据地理环境的那个优劣的那个条件，
Because if it's according to the good condition of the region,
那住在伯利恒的人绝对不必担心有什么的缺钱。
Then those who dwell in Bethlehem need not to worry that they would lack ever.
因为他们住在谷仓的里头。
Because they're living in the barn.
但现在我们看到呢，有到了一个时候。
But now we're able to see at a certain point.
住在谷仓里头的人也受不了。
Even those who live in the barn storage cannot take it.
那是路德记。
That is in the book of Ruth.
那为什么受不了呢？
Why?
我们知道了。
We know.
你回到生命记就看到了。
When you go back to Deuteronomy, you realize.
因为偏离了神的律法。
Because they have departed away from the law of God.
偏离了神在他们中间的管理。
And they have departed away from the sovereignty of God among them.
所以你读四世纪的时候，一开头就告诉我们说。
And so even at the beginning of the book of Judges, it tells us. In Ruth. In Ruth.
就是当士师秉政的时候。
In the day of the judges.
弟兄姊妹就看到。
Then brothers and sisters, you realize.
但是我们看四世纪这里面呢。
And but when you see Judges here.
这两件事情的发生的时候，他们都不贫乏的。
That in these days when these events took place, they were not lacking.
所以我们就知道这两个事情发生是发生在四世纪以前。
And so we realized.
发生在路德记以前，对不起。
And so we realized that these two events took place before what took place in the book of Ruth.
他们已经偏离神。
They have already departed away from God.
但是神对他们还有容忍。
But yet God is still have patience for them.
神没有马上让神咒诅的话出现在他们的当中。
That the words of curse from God did not immediately come upon them.
如果神的咒诅没有出现的话。
And so before the curse of God came about.
那我们就知道了。
then we would know.
不是咒诅就是祝福。
If it's not cursed, then it is blessing.
咒诅既然没有来，
if the curse did not come,
神的祝福在他们当中也没有过去。
And the blessing of God did not go away yet.
所以我们看到在四世纪里头所提到的两件事，仍然是在神容忍他们，让他们继续享用神应许里头的丰富的时候。
That these two events that took place in the book of Judges, it is still under the time of tolerance for God that He is still forbearing them, that His blessing did not depart away from them.
人的愚昧和缺陷不是说发生在贫乏的时候。
Man's foolishness and shortcoming is not to say happens during our shortcomings.
当然这个不是绝对的，是一般来说。
Of course, this is in general and not absolute.
但人在神面前常常发生难处。
But oftentimes when man has difficulty before God,
是在人处在神所供应的丰富的里边。
It is during the times when man is still under the provision of God.
因为神的供应显出丰富的时候。
Because when the provision of God manifests as abundant,
人慢慢就觉得这一切都是我的努力。
Man will gradually feel this is all by my toil.
这一切都是我的本事。
This is all because of my ability.
这一切都是我的运气。
And this is all because I've been fortunate.
各种各样的想法都会跑出来了。
And so many, many thoughts come about.
既然都是出于自己。
And so if everything is from myself,
那就可以把神忘掉了。
Then I can forget about God.
所以结果慢慢慢慢的。
And so gradually,
那个堕落的事情就发生。
Then the things that would fall will come about. Then we have the events that will depart away from God.
在米迦的事情上我们看到。
And upon the things of Micah, we can see.
他们那个时候不是贫乏的人。
In those days, they had no lack.
他们都是处在很丰富的光景里。
They were in time of abundance.
那么现在呢？
And so now,
来到十九章这一件事的上头。
When we see this matter here in chapter
19, 我们仍然是看见。
We can still see.
那时候的以色列人还是活在神应许的丰富的里头。
In those days, they are still living in the promise of blessing amongst God.
虽然是活在神丰富的供应的里头。
Even though they're living in God's abundance.
但是我们已经看见，这是神在容忍里边所维持的丰富。
But we're still able to see this is the blessing from God that under His tolerance.
不是神毫无保留的丰富。
It is not the blessing from God that is without any withholding.
那我们看下去我们就知道。
And so if we read on, we will know.
那我们先把底下的这件事情大略的从历史的角度先说一说。
We'll first just look at this matter from the perspective of history overall.
那是在以撒莲山地有一个利未人。
And so there was a Levite on the side of Mount Ephraim.
他在犹大的伯利恒那边讨了一个妻子。
And so he took for himself a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judah.
这里说是这个不是他头一个妻子，是他的妾。
And so here it is not his first wife, but his concubine.
那这一个妾呢的生活是很不检点。
And so this concubine did not live rightly.
与人发生了淫乱的事。
And so she had, she performed adultery.
她就逃回伯利恒去了。
And so she went back to Bethlehem.
那这个做丈夫的利未人就去伯利恒要把她找回来。
And so her husband, went to Bethlehem to seek her back.
那结果呢就在那一边跟她约父就生活了好几天。
And as a result, he lived with his father-in-law a few days.
一直迟延了该回家的时间。
And he tarried many times when he ought to go home.
最后他离开伯利恒了。
And finally, he left Bethlehem.
但是因为贪饮贪食的缘故。
But because of his greed for food.
所以离开伯利恒的时候已经是靠近傍晚了。
And so, during the time when he was about to leave, it was in the evening.
那因此他们没有办法能回到目的地，或者说回到可歇宿的地方。
And so, because he cannot return to his destination or a place where he can find rest.
他们就停留在便雅悯地 的基比亚城。
And so they stayed at the land of Benjamin and Gibeah.
这个基比亚城里头的人就跟过去的索多玛、俄摩拉的人一个模样。
And so these people who dwelt in Gibeah was just in the same form as those who formerly dwelt in Sodom and Gomorrah. We can see.
他们也是搞同性恋的。
They were also homosexual.
也是毫无保留的在那里放纵情欲的。
And so they, without any withholding,Fulfill the lust of the flesh.
结果就把那个人的妾弄死了。
And so as a result, the concubine died.
第二天这个人就把他的妾的尸身带回家。
And so the next day, this person took the corpse of his concubine home.
然后他就把他妾的尸身呢，就切成十二块。
And then he cut her into 12 pieces.
就分派十二个人传遍十二个支派。
And he asked 12 people to deliver the pieces into 12 tribes.
他说你看呐、便雅悯人他们竟然做的一些这样可恨的事。
And then he said, look how wickedly the Benjaminites dealt with me.
你们看看该怎么办呢？
And see what we should do to them.
那结果以色列人看到这个事情。
And as a result, when the Israelites saw this,
他们每一个人都是义愤填胸呢。
Each of them was very indignant.
每一个人都血气高涨呢。
And they were very fervent.
怎么可以？我们是属神的百姓。把神的脸都丢光了。
And they were so furious that they say that we're the people of God. How can we shame God in this way?
一定要惩治这些便雅悯人不可。
And so we must punish these Benjaminites.
结果呢，他们就动刀兵了。
And so then they moved their army.
招聚了军队就去要讨伐便雅悯了。
And so they gathered their forces to deal with Benjamin.
但是便雅悯支派的人也是很强悍的。
But the people of Benjamin was very strong and fierce as well.
雅各说他们是什么？
And what did Jacob speak about them?
是牛啊，是公牛啊。
That Jacob called them a bull.
他们就不接受这一个指责。
And so they did not accept this reproach.
他们就起来与以色列人对抗。
And so they rose up against the Israelites.
起头他们打赢了。
At the beginning they won.
这个结果他们也就打输了。
And but at the end they lost.
并且输得很惨。
And they lost very greatly.
整个便雅悯支派连男带女老老少少除了剩下600人以外全给以色列人杀光了。
And so, almost all of the Benjaminites were slaughtered except for 600 total.
以色列人到了这个地步他们一看又发觉不对了。
But at this point, the Israelites again discover something's wrong.
我们是十二个支派，那是很完整的。
It is a complete number we have that we're 12 tribes.
现在便雅悯支派给我们除灭了。
Now the tribe of Benjamin is destroyed by us.
虽然剩下600人。
Even though only 600 are left.
但是我们全体都起过誓。
But we have all swore.
我们不把女儿嫁给他的。
That we would not give of our daughters to them.
他们讨不到妻子。
And so if they cannot have wives.
他们也给我们围困在那个地区。
And they are also trapped in that region by us.
他们活活会饿死在那里。
And so sooner or later they will all die there.
那这样一来。
And if that is the case.
支派就缺了一个支派。
Then we lack one tribe.
神兴起我们做他的见证，我们的见证发生缺口了。
And when God rose us to be His testimony, now there's an opening.
这怎么办呢？
What should we do?
他们在那里就商议。
And so there they had a council.
结果又出了一些个办法。
And so then they had this method.
把这剩下的600人好好的劝回来。
And so they would ask these 600 people to come back.
又用办法给他们讨了妻子。
And they also devised a method for them to take wives.
一场闹剧就是这样结束了。
And so this was how this event unfolded.
招来圣灵给他们下一个结论。
And so as a result, the Holy Spirit gave them this conclusion.
又是那一句 很严肃的话。
It is again those very serious words.
来结束四世纪。
And to use those words to end the book of Judges.
那时以色列中没有王。
In those days, there is no king in Israel.
个人任意而行。
Each did according to what was right in his own eyes.
那实际上我们看，大概从这个历史的过程了解到。所发生的这个事。
And so now we have somewhat of an overview of what took place in this event.
那现在我们要来注意了。
So now we have to take note.
他们怎么没有王法？
How, to what condition was there no king?
我们要注意是注意这个点。
Now we have to take note of that point.
我们不是注意那个历史的过程。
We're not only looking at the history event.
我们能掌握那个历史的过程就够了。
If we are able to grasp the historical event overall, that's enough.
但是历史的过程里边找出神要向我们说话的那个原因。
But we must from this historical event find out the reason why God speaks to us.
神要让我们看见他们怎么没有王。
God wants for us to see how, to what condition they did not have a king.
神要我们看见他们怎么自己任意而行。
God wants us to see how they did.What was according right to their own eyes.
那我们先来看这个利未人。
And so now let us first look at this Levite.
那这一个利未人。
Now this Levite.
他娶了一个妾。
He took for himself a concubine.
这个妾犯了奸淫。
And this concubine had adultery.
那我们要注意。
And we have to take note.
如果是十二个支派的人。
Now,If it was amongst the 12 tribes,
也许他们有些不太懂的事。
There may be some things that they do not know.
但是这个是利未人。
But this is a Levite.
而这个是在会幕里边服侍神的人。
This is one who served the Lord in the tabernacle.
是神特别把他分别出来服侍神的人。
And God has separated him out to serve him.
他们除了在会幕里头一些事务上的服侍以外
，The Levites aside serving in some matters in the tabernacle，
他们必须也是把神的律法去教导以色列百姓的人。
They're also the ones who are responsible to teach the law of God to the Israelites。
所以在一方面来说，他们都是律法的教师。
And so on the one hand, they're the teachers of the law。
那他们不能推说说我不知道律法说什么。
And so they're without excuse to say I do not know what the law says.
那如果他是知道的
，if they he knows，
他就知道了。
Then he would know.
在那当时在律法的底下
，in those days under the law，
在旧约的这个律法的管理的底下
，under the government of the law in the Old Testament，
一个犯了奸淫的人
，one who Who was adulterous?
他的结局该是怎么样？
What would the result be?
别人不知道。
If others don't know, we can explain it.
利未人不知道是说不过去。
But the Levites, we cannot explain it.
那么如果我们要清楚。
And so we want to know.
我们翻到生命记22章，你就看到那里头怎么说了。
Again, we can go to Deuteronomy and in chapter 22, we know what it says.
说了好几种情形。
In chapter 22, it gives us many situations.
说出的那些情形。
And the situation that tells us.
几乎全部，当然不是全部，几乎全部。
Of course, not in all the situations, but almost all of those situations.
犯了淫乱的人的那个结局就是用石头打死。
The result of those who are adulterous was to be put to death, to be stoned to death.
那么现在，这个利未人的妾，既然他犯了淫乱的事。
And so the concubine of this Levite was adulterous.
那他该怎么来处理这一个呢
？So how should he deal with this？
他的妾逃回娘家去了。
She went home to her father's house。
跑回伯利恒。
She went back to Bethlehem。
从以法莲山地到伯利恒，你说不远，也不近，你说很近，他也实在也蛮远。
And so from Mount Ephraim to Bethlehem is not too far, but it's not very close either。
哎呀，你说逃了就算了，算他。算他运气好了。
And so if she went back home and escaped, we can say she got lucky.
但弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
我们留意
，We can take note.
神给以色列的律法不是只给 以法莲山地,
and so the law which God gave to the Israelites is not only in the region of Mount Ephraim,
也不是单给伯利恒,
or only to Bethlehem. It is for the entire land of Canaan. It is for the entire congregation of Israel, all 12 tribes.
那所以这个事情在以色列中发生,
and so since this took place in Israel,
他不管到什么地方,
regardless of where she is, she would be chastened under the law.
因为你去看利未记的, 20章, 21章, 跟生命记22章这几个地方,
because if we look in Leviticus chapters 20 and 21 and Deuteronomy chapter 22,
你都看到神那么严肃地说, 要怎样怎样的处理?
We can see how seriously God says how you must deal with those things.
那个原因在哪里?
Where's the reason?
谁说的?
God said,
免得沾污了这个地,
lest they defile the land.
我们也记得的,
we also remember,
迦南七族的人给赶走,
the seven tribes of Canaan were cast out.
神让以色列人进来取得他们的地,
God allowed for the Israelites to enter to occupy the land.
乃是因为他们生活上的太不成样子, 神说他们污秽了这个地,
because the seven tribes of Canaan lived so abominable before God, they defiled the land.
所以神又把他们赶走,
and so God cast them out.
把神的百姓带进来,
and so God took his people in.
但是神也同样的告, 告诫这个以色列,
but at the same time, God warned Israel,
你们不能学他们的样,
you cannot learn of them.
如果你们学他们的样,
if you learn of them,
地也一样要把你们吞下去的,
likewise, the land will swallow you.
所以他们必须要保持地的洁净,
and so they must keep the land pure.
流血的流人血的事情是叫地不洁净的,
because those who shed blood would cause to defile the land.
淫乱的事情也是让地不洁净的,
fornication would also defile the land.
这都是神所不能容忍的,
and this is something not tolerated by God.
如我们能掌握了这个点的时候,
and so if we can take hold of that point,
你就留意到那一个利未人他该怎样来 处理这一件事,
then you realize how that Levite ought to deal with this matter.
我们看到他没有照着神的话去做,
we can see he did not do according to the word of God.
相反的,
on the contrary,
他就跑到他的妾的娘家那里要把他接回来,
he went to his father-in-law's house to take her back.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
究竟是什么原因叫他那样迷恋着他的妾呢?
In fact, what is the reason why he is so still so obsessed with her?
圣经没有说,
the Bible did not say.
不过我们推测,
but we can guess.
也许他的妾的确是长得蛮漂亮蛮漂亮,
it could be that his concubine was very beautiful,
所以他就舍不得把她弄掉了,
and so he did not, was not willing to forsake her,
所以他就去伯利恒去要把她找回来接回来了,
and so he went to Bethlehem to seek her out, to take her back.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你注意在这一个利未人的身上,
you can take note upon this
Levite, 你看见神 对他有没有权柄?
You can see, does God have any authority over him?
你可以看见他对神有没有尊重?
You can see if he honors God at all.
他对神的话语,对神的律法,是不是在那里很严肃地遵守?
As to the word of God, to the law of God, does he fearfully keep it?
他是知道遵守或者不遵守律法所带来的后果是怎么样?
He surely knows the result for keeping or not keeping the word of God. But now it seems like he is not mindful of that at all.
跑回娘家去了,
my concubine went home.
我去把她找回来,
I must take her back.
去了多久呢?
How long did he stay?
这里说去了四个月,
here it says 4 months.
也许她起初就盼她自动地回来,
so she left for 4 months. Maybe at the beginning, he thought she'll come back.
但四个月过去了,她不回来。
But after 4 months, she did not return.
当然她不回来了。
Of course, she won't come back.
她怎么知道回来, 会有什么结果。
If she came back, she don't know what would happen to her.
也许她也知道《生命记》二十二章上面的定规。
Maybe she also knows the words in Deuteronomy chapter 22.
我回去早死啊。
If I go back, I'll die.
所以我才不回去呢。
Of course I won't go back.
那她四个月不回家，这个我们能了解。
And so we can understand that she would not go back for four months.
但是问题是说这个利未人。
But the issue is this Levite.
到亲自去要把他找回来。
Would personally go to bring her home.
你看他怎么去呢？
How did he go?
留意第三节。
Verse 3.
他丈夫起来带着一个仆人两匹驴去见他，用好话劝他回来。
And her husband arose and went after her to speak friendly unto her and to bring her again, having his servant with him and a couple of donkeys.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
他完全没有按照神的律法来行事。
He completely did not do according to the law of God.
他是背着神的话来行事。
But it was in opposition to the law of God that he acted.
他不回来，他还要去劝他回来。
She did not return, but yet he wants to speak friendly to her to bring her back.
用好话去劝他。
To speak to her heart to bring her back.
你不必怕回去，我不会把你打死的。
Do not be afraid to come home. I will not put you to death.
我也不会把你交给人来处理你的。
I will not hand you over to others.
我要保护你呢。
I will protect you.
我要比从前更好的来来保护你呢。
I will even protect you even better than before.
他们怎么说我们不管。
Now we don't care what the conversation is. 反正圣
灵就说他用好话劝。
But he spoke friendly to her.
这个完全跟律法的定规是相反。
This is completely contrary to the law of God.
结果把那个把那个女子啊说的心软了。
And so, then he was able to convince her.
好了好了好了，我跟你回去就是了。
I will go home with you.
但是你来先见见我爸爸。
But first, come see my father.
结果那个利未人就到了他岳父的那里。
And so the Levite went to her father-in-law's house.
他的父亲呢，这个就是他的岳父啊，看到了他。这里也是说欢欢喜喜的迎接。
And here it says, when the father of the damsel saw him, he rejoiced to meet him.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你读生命记二十二章的时候，
if you read Deuteronomy 22,
你又发现另外的一件事，
you also discover another matter.
如果有人把女儿嫁给一个人，
now,if someone gives his daughter to another for, to be his wife,
那个人说他的女儿不贞洁。
Now, if that man says that his wife was adulterous,
那这个做岳父的怎么办呢？
And what would the father-in-law do?
这个做岳父的他必须要弄清楚这个事。
Then the father-in-law have to be clear on what happened.
是真的还是假的？
If it's true or false,
如果是真的，
if it's true,
就让律法来处理他的女儿。
Then he'll deal with her according to the law.
他不能说什么话。
He can't say anything.
但如果是假的，是别人摸捏他的呢？
But if it's a false witness against her,
他就找出，这他就必须要对摸捏他的人要把证据找出来。
Then the one who falsely accused her must bring out the evidence.
或者他把证据拿出来。
Or that he would provide the proof.
证明那个是假虚假的事情。
To prove that was false.
那这样，那个做女婿的要受惩治的。
And so then the son-in-law will be punished because of that.
因为一面是要保持这个岳家的那一个清洁。
Because on the one hand, it is to keep the father-in-law's house holy.
而也不允许虚假的事情在那里害人。
And so that no false witness can bring harm to others as well.
那所以那个做岳父的，如果他是敬畏神的。
And so the father-in-law feared God.
那他看到他女婿的时候。
When he sees his son-in-law.
他就说，你说我女儿不贞。放淫乱，你有什么证据？
So he should say to his son-in-law, if you say my daughter is adulterous, what proof do you have?
那 这是他该做的。
That's something he should do.
要澄清这个在以色列中是不干净的事。
That he must clear up this event in Israel that is unclean.
但是没有。
But no.
这个做岳父的一看见女婿来了。
But the father-in-law saw his son-in-law.
哦，欢欢喜喜的迎接。
He rejoiced to meet him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
圣灵做这样的记载
When the Holy Spirit records this
岂是单单记载当时的历史的事实呢
Is it only just to record the historical event for us?
不是借着这些历史的事实来说出那个时候以色列人心里面用什么态度来对待神
Would it not tell us because of this recording thatduring those times what was their heart and attitude toward God and His words?
好了结果这个利未人一下就在他岳父家里住了三天。
And so, this person lived in his father-in-law's house 3 days.
每天都一同吃喝。
And they would eat and drink every day.
好像除了吃喝他们没有什么了。
It seems like aside from eating and drinking, they did not do anything else.
就是管吃管喝。
And they only were mindful of food and drink.
三天就是这样过去。
That's how 3 days passed.
第四天他说哎呀我真的要回去了。
And on the fourth day, he said, I must leave.
哎他岳父又在留他。
And so the father-in-law also kept him.
难得来一遍嘛。
It's seldom that you would come.
再吃一顿。
Just eat another morsel of bread.
你吃了那加添心力啊，可以走路也有力气一点。
And so you can have strength by eating some more, so you can have strength for the way.
那么吃到一个时候。
And so he ate till point.
那个做岳父的又在那里说，哎呀，倒不如你再住一天吧。
Father-in-law said, why don't you stay another night?
那一天又过去。
And so the night passed again.
然后到了第五天。
On the fifth day.
真的要走了。
He must go.
他又说，还再吃点东西，吃点东西。
Again, he said, eat again.
好像他们生活里面除了吃就没有别样了。
And so it seems like in their living besides eating there's nothing else.
就是一直吃到日头平息。
And so they only ate from morning to night.
这一次那个人坚持非走不可。
And so he was insistent that he must leave this time.
他说不走不行了。
And so I must go.
你的好意心领了，心领了。
And so I understand your good intention, but I must go.
所以结果靠日头偏西以后，他们才起行。
And so they only left in the evening.
当然。
And of course.
日头偏西才起行，走不了多少路就天黑了。
Of course, in the evening when the sun is setting and they go on their way, they would not go far.
他天黑的时候，他们就跑到。这就走到耶路撒冷。
And so when it was dark, they were in Jerusalem.
那快到耶路撒冷的时候，日头又快落尽了。
And so before they reached Jerusalem, the sun set.
那当时那个仆人就对那个主人就对那个利未人说：“我们不如进到耶布斯人的那个城里边去过一夜。”
And so then the servant said, "Why don't we go into the city of the Jebusites to spend the night?"
弟兄姊妹注意利未人的回答。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to his answer.
十二节
，verse 12.
主人回答说：“我们不可进，不是以色列人住的外邦城，不如过到基比亚去。”
And his master said unto him.We will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger that is not the children of Israel will pass over to Gibeah.
弟兄姊妹你看
Brothers and sisters, you see.
这个利未人说的是什么话
What kind of words are this Levite saying?
如果你不看前不看后
If you don't see what happened before and after.
你就看到再一个利未人啊真会保持自己的清洁
You can see that this Levite really wants to keep his purity.
在以色列人眼中看来外邦人都是狗都是污秽的
That amongst the Israelites all the Gentiles were dogs they were filthy and clean.
要分别出来的
They must be separate.
不能跟他们在一起的
They cannot live together.
你进到他们的城里边去住一个晚上那还得了
How can it be that you would enter into their city to carry the night?
我们从里到外都给他污秽透了
Then we'll be unclean from within to without.
就说这是以色列人的观念
Brothers and sisters, that's the concept of the Israelites.
他们看这些人都不是神拣选的只有我们以色列人是
They look at others that they're not chosen by God, only the Israelites are.
所以我们必须要保持我们的那个洁净的那个事实
And so we must keep the fact that we are clean.
这一种观念
And this concept.
不要说 一直到我们的主来到地上的时候，还存在以色列人的眼中。Not
to say, remain until the day when our Lord was on earth.
一直到现在,
but even until today,
那些所谓正统的犹太人,
those who are Orthodox Jews, they still have this way of thinking.
在纽约就很多这样的犹太人,
and there are many such Jews in New York.
他们的生活行动都在他们自己的社区里。
And so all their living, all their daily living is in their society, in their community. And they have very limited contact with the Gentiles. Now, you're in Israel and you encounter an Orthodox Jew. It's the same. You're a Gentile. I'm the chosen people of God. I have nothing to do with you,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
他们会有这个想法,
they will have that way of thinking.
为什么这样想呢?
Why?
他是省得我跟你接触了,
lest I come into contact with you, that you will make me unclean.
而叫我这个洁净的人都成了不洁净,
so that you will make me unclean.
你看利未人,
when you see the Levite, he can say these words.
既然会说这样的话,
and so if he can say these words,
那怎么他对他的妻又带着那样宽容的想法呢?
Yet, to his concubine, he can have so much tolerance to her.
这就是 人堕落的一个很最脆弱的地方,
and this is one of the weakest points of man's fall.
他不是不知道要敬重神,敬畏神,
it is not that we do not know we need to honor and respect God.
但是要敬畏神,要尊重神,
but there is a condition if we want to honor and respect God.
什么条件呢?
What condition?
对我有利的, 我敬畏神, 我尊重神,
if it's to my benefit, then I will honor and respect God.
叫我不方便的,
but if it's inconvenient to me,
那对不起, 神啊, 你顶好让路, 给我走,
then I'm sorry, God, you have to give way so I can go.
弟兄姊妹,这是人在神面前,
brothers and sisters, that is a very weak point about man.
你说他不要敬畏神吗? 他口口声声说, 我们敬畏神。
You say that men don't want to fear and honor God. No, they fear and honor God.
我们爱神。
We love God.
但是实际上呢,
but the fact is,
碰到跟他有直接的利害关系的时候,
when things come upon us, when there is a loss or benefit to us,
他就先考虑, 他自己的得与失,
then we will first consider what is gain and loss to us.
这样一考虑,
and when we consider this,
神就给丢开了,
then God will be forsaken.
弟兄姊妹你看,
brothers and sisters, you can see,
进尼布士人的城里头过一夜,
for him to lodge in the city of the Jebusites.
真的有那么严重吗?
Is it really that serious?
你说律法的底下, 果然是这样的,
you say yes, under the law it is very serious.
我们承认律法给他们的观念, 是有那么严格的要求, 要让他们分别。
We confess, we acknowledge that under the requirement of the law, they have to be strictly separated.
但是分别不是这样分别的。But
the separation is not to be separate in this way.
分别是说你不要在他们的生活习惯,那个生活态度上面混在一起。The
separation is not to take on their living, not to take on their forms of living, their habits.
如果跟他们接触一下就把你弄肮脏了。But
if you just come into contact with them, that you will become unclean.
那弟兄姊妹你留意,
then brothers and sisters, you can see,
那亚伯拉罕洁净不洁净?
Then is Abraham clean?
以撒洁净不洁净?
Is Isaac clean?
雅各洁净不洁净?
Is Jacob clean?
亚伯拉罕以撒雅各是他们的祖宗。
Because Abraham, Isaac, Jacob is their forefather.
如果是他们这样只是 看外面,
but if they only look on the external matters and do not look into the true meaning of it, and then they are the very descendants of those who are unclean, then what can they boast of?
但是弟兄姊妹，你看到
，But brothers and sisters, you can see，
以色列人当时的失败，就失败在外面，我要维持我是神的百姓。
The fall of Israel in those days was because externally they want to keep the fact that they are the children of God.
里面我只管我的好处。
But within, I'm only mindful of what is benefit to me.
那为什么你说，如果他当天晚上进了耶布斯城去住宿的话，他们倒很方便呢？
Brothers and sisters, you may say, no, if they went into the city of Jebusite, they would be very convenient for them.
用不着走夜路，也不会发生下面的那件事。
They would not have to go in the dark, and nothing later on would happen to them.
事情果然是这样。
That would be the case.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你有没有想到？
But brothers and sisters, do you think about?
如果他在耶布斯人的城里过了一夜，第二天回去。
If they dwelled in the city of the Jebusites and went home the next day.
其他的以色列人又容不下他了。
Then the other Israelites cannot tolerate them.
你怎么可以跑到耶布斯人的城里头去？
How can you live in the city of the Jebusites?
你弄脏了你自己了。
You have made yourself unclean.
你是利未人啊。
You're a Levite.
从今以后。
From now on,
你不能再侍奉神了。
You can no longer serve God.
他考虑这一个啊。
And when he thought about that,
他又觉得进入耶布斯斯城啊是太划不来了。
And so then he would say to enter the city of the Jebusites would not be to my benefit.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为不要说我在这里乱扯、啊。
Brothers and sisters, do not think I'm just making this up.
你记得彼得进哥尼流的家，后来回耶路撒冷以后。他碰到什么的遭遇
？You can just recall when Peter entered the house of Cornelius and when he went back to Jerusalem, what happened to him?
那个时候他所碰到的都是叫做已经信了主的犹太基督徒。
And so at the time, what happened to Peter were amongst the Jews who believe in the Lord.
在基督里应该已经脱出了这样的。一种观念呢。
And so in Christ, they ought to have departed away from this concept.
但是彼得回到那边去的时候。
But when Peter went back,
不因为他是大使徒。
Not because he was the great apostle.
人家就不说话。
Then others would keep silent.
你说大使徒是你的事。
It's your business that you're the great apostle.
你为什么跑到外邦人的家。
But why do you go to the house of a Gentile?
你不应该做这个事情。
You should not have done this.
彼得当时所遇到的那一个对付也不简单了。
And so the hardship Peter had was not simple.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神在那个时候借着彼得的口说出神悦纳外邦人跟悦纳我们一样。
At that time, through the mouth of Peter, God said he accepts the Gentiles just as the Jews.
但是在四世纪的时候呢没有这个。机会
But at Judges, at the time of Judges, that did not happen.
所以这个利未人他没有办法不考虑，我回去以后我还要不要做利未人。
And so the Levite must consider if he were to go home, would he still want to be a Levite?
如果我不做利未人
，If I'm not a Levite,
那神是我的产业，这一个好处又没有了。
Then I would lose this benefit that God is my inheritance.
那我算是什么呢
？Then what would happen to me?
在以色列人中没有产业。
And so there's no inheritance for me in Israel.
神说我产业这个事情也停止。
And so then God will cease to be my inheritance.
那我怎么办呢？
Then what would happen to me?
弟兄姊妹们，你看，虽然圣经没有明说这一件事，
And so brothers and sisters, even though it did not clearly speak of this to us in the Bible,
我们从他那么坚决不肯进入耶布斯，你能体会到他里面所想的是什么。
But even from so being so insistent that he will not enter the city of the Jebusite, we can imagine what he is thinking.
他并不是真的在那里。敬畏神，要遵行神的话。
He is not truly there fearing God to want to keep the word of God.
如果他真的是这样的人，他就不会跑到伯利恒去。
If he was truly one who honored God, he would not have went to Bethlehem.
弟兄姊妹，你看到
？Brothers and sisters, you can see.
历史历代以来，多少多少是挂着属神的人的这一个幌子的。
Throughout the generation, there are so many those who have the banner of belonging to God.
在实际的生活的里边，结果是与神无关的。
But in their daily living, in reality, they have nothing to do with God.
他们一切的生活、动作、为人的根据不是神，是他自己。
All their livelihood and how they live and how they walk is not according to God, but according to themselves.
弟兄姊妹，以色列人是这样。
Brothers and sisters, that's how the Israelites are.
他们怎么可能不堕落下去呢？
How can it be then that they would not fall?
如果教会的光景也是如此,
if the condition of the church is the same,
教会怎么能显得出是做神的见证？
How can it be then that the church would be the corporate body to be the testimony of God?
Oh,
indeed, we need the Lord to show us very clearly. The Lord has given us this history. Where's the purpose? Not so only we know what happened.
那些称为神子民的人，他们里面的光景是怎样？
But we can see then how the people, they so-called the people of God, what their condition was within.
以致引出整个士师记的那个败坏与堕落。
That it would bring about the entire corruption and fall as in the book of Judges.
好了，他们既然不进耶布斯。
And so since they did not enter the city of the Jebusites, they can only go forward.
往前走走到那个便雅悯地的基比亚的时候,
and so they can only go into Gibeah.
太阳已经下山了,
and the sun has already set.
他们就在基比亚那里那个街上要找住宿的地方,
and so they only sat down in the street of the city looking for a house to lodge.
就坐在街上,
and so they sat in the street.
大概那个时候没有客店,
maybe there was no lamps at that time.
当那个时候人出外啊,多半都是当地人, 都很好客, 都接待远方的旅客。
And so during those days, normally the local people would be very courteous, hospitable to take in the sojourners.
我们从圣经里边看到许多的事情的记载, 能了解到当时的时候人的习惯。
And so, from many various recordings, we can see that is the habit in which they live.
都是接待远人的,
that they always receive those who journey afar.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazing here.
他们一行人进到基比亚, 坐在街上, 没人管的。
And so they just went into Gibeah and sat on the street, no one paid attention to them.
没有人接待他。
No one received them.
他们一直坐在街道上。
And so they sat in the street.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看这句话,
you can see these words then.
没有再说什么,
then nothing else we need to say.
但是你要揣摩圣灵把这个事实记下来,
but we must ponder then the word of God. Why the Holy Spirit had these words, where is the purpose?
最简单的话来说,
in simple words,
在这一个地方,
in this place,
人与人当中没有了怜悯与同情,
there is no mercy and no compassion between men in this place.
你是你, 我是我,
you are you and I am me.
我不管你, 你也不要管我,
I won't pay attention to you, you don't mind my business.
这就是个人任意而行了。
And so just likewise, they did each what was right in their own lives. Brothers and sisters,
你留意,
if you take note,
神给以色列人的律法,
the law which God gave the Israelites,
虽然当中没有一条说你们要接待远人,
though there is not one statute that says you must receive the sojourners,
但是你看到在律法的条例的上面,
but you can see in the ordinances,
多方面表达一个事实,
in so many areas it manifests one fact.
你们要纪念有缺乏的人,
you must remember those who have a lack.
你们要同情那些有缺欠的人,
you must have compassion upon those who lack.
你们要纪念孤儿和寡妇,
you must remember the widows and orphans.
你们要纪念那些在你们中间生活有困难的人,
you must remember those who have a difficulty in their living among you.
这样的事实穿透神给以色列人的律法的里头，用不同的条例来发表出来。
And so that fact is linked throughout the law that's given to them by God throughout all the ordinances and statutes.
但是在这里你看到,
but here you can see,
他们进到基比亚,
when they enter into Gibeah,
竟然没有理会他们,
no one pay attention to them.
他们就呆呆的, 坐在那。
And so they just sat there in the street.
都不晓得怎么办。
They didn't know what to do.
就是准备坐在街上过一个晚上。
And so it's probably they have to spend the night on the street.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
圣灵在这里给我们从基比亚人的那种生活态度看出一件事。
And so here the Holy Spirit shows us from the attitude of the living of those in Gibeah.
人如果不活在神的律法下，
if man does not live under the law of God,
人不如活在神的管理的底下，
or a man does not live under the sovereignty of God,
对人就不会有怜悯，也不会有同情。
Then those people would not have mercy or compassion upon others.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主不在这里，轻轻的就把以色列人当时一般的情形给我们点出来。
The Lord here is able to lightly point out to us the general situation of the Israelites at that time.
那结果在这个时候，
and as a result at this time,
就有另外一个人出现了。
There's another person who came about.
这个是一个老人。
It was an old man.
他原来不是基比亚的人。
He was not from Gibeah.
他原来是居住在以法莲山地的。
But he also was from Mount Ephraim.
但后来就逃到那个基比亚来耕种。
But he went to work in Gibeah and sojourned there.
他嘛工作完了就回来。
And so after he was from his work, he went home.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你留意圣灵记录这个人的出现。
You can see as the Holy Spirit records the appearing of this person.
你会感觉很复杂的。
Then you see it is very complicated.
他什么时候从田间工作回来呢？
When did he come from his work out of the field?
晚上。
In the evening.
天黑了以后。
It was after it was dark.
天黑了以后他才从田里面回来。
It was only at the evening he returned home from his work.
我们中国的老祖宗啊都说到那个农作生活应该是怎么回事。
Even the ancients in China speak of the matters of working in the field.
入出而作， 入而息。
And we would work in the day and we would rest at night.
弟兄姊妹，这是很清楚的。
And so brothers and sisters, those are very clear.
太阳出来了，有光，有亮光了，哦，出去做工。
When the sun is up, there's light. Let's go out and work.
太阳下山了，黑暗了，不能做工了，回家了。
When the sun has set, it is dark. We cannot work. Let's go home.
这是很自然的。
So that's something very natural.
但是你看到这个老人。
But this old man.
他是晚上才回来。
He returned home from his work in the field at the evening.
天都黑了以后才回来。
It was after it was dark.
因为当那几个人到基比亚的时候，那边说太阳已经下山了。
Because even when they were in Gibeah, it says that the sun has set.
他们等了多久这个老人才回来，我们也不知道。
Now we don't know how long they waited before this old man came.
反正就是晚上。
But it is in the evening.
黑了。
It was dark.
他就回来。
He came home.
为什么他就黑了再回来？
Why must he return home at night? It did not say.
但是我们知道，
but we also know,
他是外地人。
He is a stranger.
他来到基比亚。
He came to Gibeah.
那为什么来到基比亚？
Why did he come to Gibeah?
这个我们也没有办法追究。
We also have no means to find out.
反正基比亚的人不是善类。
But those who are in Gibeah are not friendly.
但是他却又跑到基比亚这个不是善类的人的地方，在那里居停下来。
And yet he even needed to sojourn in this unfriendly place of Gibeah.
大概他有他自己的苦衷。
Maybe he had some difficulty.
我们也不必须去追究。
We don't need to be mindful of that.
反正你知道，很可能是这样的回事，就是。
But that can be very possible.
那所以他在基比亚，他的生活也很受限制。
And so he was very constricted in his living as well.
他这里说他晚上再回来。
Here when it says he returned at the evening.
我在想，他很可能。
I thought to myself, it's possible.
他就出去。
He went before it was even light.
这很可能。
That's possible.
但是这些都是圣经没记载的，我们也不必。去追得太深。
Of course, this is not recorded in the Bible. We don't need to be too mindful of that.
反正你能看见，这个老人在基比亚这个地区也并不是活得很舒畅。
But you can also realize this old man who is living in Gibeah was not living very comfortably.
那他回到 基比亚来的。
So he went back to Gibeah.
他就看到这个主仆几个人咯。
And so he saw these few people.
他们说，哎呦，你们从哪来啊？
And so he asked, where are you from?
他说，我们从伯利恒来。
They said, we come from Bethlehem.
现在没人接待我们，所以我们留在街上。
And so there's no man to receive us to his house, so we're in the street.
其实我们也不会去占别人家的便宜。
And actually, we won't take advantage of others.
我们在这有粮食。
We have our provision.
吃我们自己的。
And so we have our own provision.
甚至我们还付点他一点住宿的钱。
And we can also pay for our lodging.
但是没人管我们。
But no one was mindful of us.
那在这个时候。
And so at this time.
这个老人就说。
And so the old man said, no.
还是你到我家里头过夜了。
Come to my house and lodge.
那么他就去了。
And so they went.
就在他们安顿了一切以后。
And after they settled down.
事情发生。
Then things happen.
这里说。
Here it says.
城中的匪徒就围住他那个房子。
Certain sons of Belial surrounded the house.
在那里敲门。
And knocked on the door.
要求这一个屋主人把这批人交出来。
And spoke to the master of the house, the old man saying, bring forth the man.
他们要在那里给他们搞性游戏。
That we may know him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我起初念中文圣经的时候。
When I first read the Chinese translation.
我就这样想。
I thought this way.
那是很初起初的时候。
It's very beginning, and this is what I thought.
定规是这个女人很漂亮。
Maybe this wife was very beautiful.
所以那城里的人都看见她走进来，现在就来打她主意。
And so the people of the city saw how beautiful she was and wanted to go after her.
结果后来发觉。
But we discovered then later on
不是这个事情
that was not how it was.
中文圣经就读不出来。
We can't read that from the Chinese translation.
读英文圣经你就读到了。
But from the English translation, you know.
他们要的不是女人。
They did not want the woman.
他们要的是男人。
They wanted the man.
这不是索多玛吗？
Isn't that just like Sodom?
这不是俄摩拉吗？
Isn't that Gomorrah?
你看到，这就是当时以色列人这个社会的一般的情形。
You can see that's the general situation of the society in Israel.
不是个别人。
And here it's not just others.
匪徒。
But it is some sons of Belial.
等到后来以色列人兴师问罪的时候，整个便雅悯支派要护着这些人。
And so later on, when the entire tribe of Israel was asking who were the ones that was wrong, then the people of Benjamin protected them.
那从这些事上面
and so from these things,
弟兄姊妹你就看到了
we can realize that
当时以色列人那个属灵的光景是落到一个怎么的程度
what was the spiritual condition of Israel in those days?
外面是保持着我们是神的百姓
externally they kept the fact that they were the people of God
里面却没有神的地位
but within they had no position for God at all
生活完全就是堕落的人的那个表现
their living was completely manifestation of those who have fallen.
因为这个不是旧约以色列人曾经犯过的错误。
Brothers and sisters, these are wrongs that the Israelites have erred before.
这个直到现代人都在犯这个错误。
But not only at that time, but even nowadays.
连基督教范围里边的人物也都是这样。
Even amongst those who are in Christendom have the same sin. Brothers and sisters.
你很难想象得到。
It is hard for us to understand.
一些所谓圣品人的阶层的人。
Those are even so-called clergy.
牧师主教。
Oh, they may be pastors and
priests.
And in Christendom, they are called pastors.
在天主教就是神父也是主教。
And so, in the in Catholicism, their fathers, their bishops.
这一年来天主教给人告告的一塌糊涂是什么事
？In the recent years, those in the Catholicism they have been sued so many times.
不就是这样的事
？It is because of these things.
基督教里边发生的有一些公然的在那里说我是同性恋。
And even in Christendom, some would publicly say I am gay.
他是牧师。
They're priests.
你拿他怎么样
？What can you do with them?
你去动他。
If you want to move them,
他反过口来咬你， 什么？不尊重人权，破坏人权。
And if you try to get rid of them, they would say you are against human rights.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这些事情。
Brothers and sisters, you can see these things.
这不是这里边所发表出来的，不是只是说某时某地的一种特殊的情形。
And so all these things that occur and that's told to us is not only in certain times, certain places.
是人性里面很软弱、很容易发生难处的一个环节。
But it is a very weak link in man's nature, in man's dealings that they fall short in.
难怪以色列那一段时间，神又把他们交给外邦人。
No wonder, even in those days, that God would have to hand them over to the Gentiles to oppress them.
那结果呢?
As a result,
他们交接交接。
And so they wanted to know him.
结果还是把那个女的送了出去。
And so as a result, they gave the woman out.
那批人就把她轮暴了，结果弄死。
And so they raped her and she died.
好了，第二天早上。
And so the next day,
那个人也没办法管他的妾是生是死的，是活是死的。
And so the Levite could not really care if she was living or die or what happened to her.
那结果一开门。
And when he opened the door to the house,
他的妾的那个尸身那个尸身就从外边。扑倒进来了。
And so, then the concubine was fallen down at the door.
死掉了。
And she died.
那他只好就把他的尸体就带回家。
And so, he just took her body home.
那然后。
And then,
就做了砍成十二块。
And divided her and cut her into 12 pieces.
就送到以色列各地。
And sent her unto all of Israel.
告诉以色列人说，你们看要怎么办。
And then ask them, what would we do?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
其实先要问。
Now we must first ask.
这个利未人你要怎么办。
We should first ask this Levite, what should he do?
但是他说。
But he said.
你们以色列人看看这个事情。
That the Israelites should take advice and look at this.
你看看该怎么办?
What we should do.
就野兽底下的一场很厉害的战弟兄残杀的大事。
And because of that, then the brethren slayed one another.
我们今天晚上没有办法再往下看。
We won't go on further tonight.
但是我要指出一件事给弟兄姊妹们你留意。
But I must point out one thing for brothers and sisters to pay attention to.
从这个利未人开始
，starting from this Levite，
他在那里发动一件事情
，he incited one thing。
表面上来是维持神的公义和圣洁
，externally it seems to have uphold God's righteousness and holiness。
名正言顺
，and he had a lot of reason behind it。
出师有名
，and so he had all the reasons behind him。
但是你看进去的时候
，but when we read into it，
你发觉一个问题
，we'll discover one thing。
他们在做自己以为对的事。
They only did what they seemed was right.
也许那个事情是该要严厉一点的来处理。
Yes, maybe that issue have to be severely dealt with.
但是不是他们自己可以出主意。
But it is not just out of their own idea what they want to do.
你可以看见一件事情。
You can see.
他们没有先去求问神。
They did not first inquire of the Lord.
他们没有先在神面前有所等候。
They did not wait upon the Lord.
他们一听见这个消息。
When they heard this news.
都热血沸腾啊。
And they were so zealous.
非要给他们管教一下不可。
We must go punish them.
怎么可以这样?
How can they be like this?
就这样就出兵。
And because of that, they went out.
你说后来他们求问不神啊
？And you say no. Later they ask God.
他们应该怎么怎么
？And then it was told to them what they should do.
弟兄姊妹，下礼拜我们看的时候
，Brothers and sisters, next week when we look into that,
你细细的看
，and we can take note.
你就看到一件事。
In detail, then we can see.
好像神给他们说
，It seems like God said to them.
你们那么喜欢打仗
，If you want to fight,
就让你们打一打
，Then we'll let you fight.
就借着打仗的事情给他们一个很厉害的管教。
And through the fighting, they were severely chastened.
管教过了以后。
And after they were disciplined.
才告诉他们说。
Then God told them.
去吧。
Go.
是这个不叫做求问神。
And so, in fact, then that is not inquiring of God.
用俗话来讲啊，这个是先斩后奏。
And to be using our common terms is we do what we want first, and then we tell them what we have done.
你只是把你的计划带到神的面前，说神啊，签个字吧。
And so it's just like bringing our plan before God. God, this is what I want to do. Sign on it.
姊妹们，这也是人的一般的软弱失败的。
Brothers and sisters, that is also the general condition for man's weakness and fall.
但是我们的主给我们实在有一个苏醒的灵来看当日的事实日子那属灵的情形。
May the Lord give us a very alert spirit to look at the spiritual condition of the day of the judges.
好让神给我们有加倍的警醒，不叫自己也跑进这样的堕落的陷阱的里面去。
And so may God add on to us alertness that we will not also fall into same trap.
弟兄姊妹要紧紧的记得。
Brothers and sisters, we must keep fervently remember.
外面的那个招牌不说明什么的。
The banner which we have externally does not say anything.
基督徒这个名字也不代表什么的。
This name of a Christian does not represent anything.
我是说清楚，在外面不代表什么的。
Now I make it more clear. Externally, the name of a Christian does not mean anything.
从外面来看也不代表什么的。
The Church of Christ externally does not represent anything.
如果没有里面的实际，
If there is no reality within,
这一些外面所表达的那种现象
then all the phenomenon that is expressed externally,
只有增加神的羞辱和神儿女们的堕落
only can increase the shame of God and add on to the fall of the children of God.
但愿主给我们从心里渴慕活尽属灵的实际。
May the Lord give us a desire deep from our heart to live out spiritual reality.
不给外面的那些名堂也好，表名也表现也好，来遮盖了我们里面的黑暗。
So that we will not by the things without or by the manifestation without.To cover the darkness that is within.
求主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord deal kindly with us.
我们今天晚上就交通到这。
We'll end our sharing here tonight.